This is KCUR 89.3. These days, there's not much on the Clay County hilltop that's known as the Liberty Arsenal, but the place saw some significant action before the Civil War. For decades, historians and local boosters have wanted to make it a public park. Reporting for KCUR, Danny Wood explains what's holding up those efforts.
This field, just outside of Liberty, Missouri, is surrounded by trees and undergrowth.
Yeah, I call it the hog shed. But now look down the wall and you see where that stone is pushing out now?
Tony Myers is a history enthusiast who volunteers at the Clay County Archives. He and one of the property owners, Connie Boggess Carter, are checking out a crumbling wall.
Yes. So the limestone's going to erode from rain, and but I think the bigger problem is those trees.
That tree.
Yeah. Okay.
This wall is the only visible remnant of what was a United States Army outpost back in the 1830s. There were officers' quarters, barracks, stables, a carpenter's workshop, and a gunpowder store. It was officially known as the Missouri Depot, but now it's more commonly known as the Liberty Arsenal. Most of the buildings had been dismantled for their bricks by the end of the 1800s.
This is the top of the bluff. The lay of the land drops off very quickly in all directions, and so the 200 by 200 foot dimensions fit perfectly at the crest of the hill.
The arsenal was built to protect early settlers and their tobacco and hemp farms and steamboat traffic on the river landing below from attacks by Native Americans.
During the settlement years, this was a happening place.
From down on the river, the arsenal must have looked like a castle on a hilltop. About 100 soldiers were originally stationed here. Historians say they never had to fight off Native Americans, but the arsenal was raided twice by pro-slavery Confederate sympathizers. The second time, in April 1861, a couple hundred men overpowered what was by then a small garrison of 3 Army soldiers. They spent a week carting out the weapons, more than 1,000 muskets, and nearly 13,000 pounds of gunpowder.
They were dispersed to the Missouri State Guard, which was the Southern Confederacy.
Historians say their raid helped spark Missouri's entry into the Civil War. That makes the arsenal historically significant. One head of historic sites for the Missouri State Parks described it as the most important unacquired site in the state. Over the years, advocates from a local museum, the local newspaper, and the Clay County Parks Advisory Board have all pushed for making the arsenal a public park. Now there's a reason to revisit that conversation. By the end of this year, the new South Liberty Parkway will connect the interstate and a major highway just south of town. Tony Myers again.
As the new road that's going to open up this end of town for development is just about to be finished within the next few months, no doubt this area will see some development.
Specifically, 1,000 acres of land will be opened for development. But the arsenal site and more than 100 acres around it is private property. For more than 100 years, it's belonged to the family of Connie Boggess Carter.
This land was divided above ground and below ground, and that's complicated.
Complicated partly because 3 Boggess family trusts control the land, and not all her relatives agree on what to do with it. About 15 years ago, one of Carter's relatives was in negotiations with the Clay County Commission and said he'd donate the arsenal site if he could build a hotel and convenience store on adjacent land. He's since sold his share. Carter herself favors donating the site.
I mean, we'd like to clean it up and see if they restore it like they've done with Fort Osage.
At the moment, her son keeps it mowed and cleared. Carter is happy to show me around, but other visitors haven't been so fortunate. A few years ago, the family denied access to a group of history enthusiasts, including the chair of the Clay County Millennium Historical Board and a Liberty City Council member, who wanted to mark the 150th anniversary of the arsenal raid.
But you know, people start getting greedy, and I think that's sort of been the whole problem.
2 years ago, the Boggess family agreed to mine the areas surrounding the arsenal for limestone. The family also explored mining directly below the historic site itself.
April 20th, 1861.
The Clay County Commission's historic sites manager is Beth Beckett. She says it's not her role to initiate moves to acquire one of the more important historic sites in her county.
Until the family makes that decision with what they're going to do with the property. But if something were to happen, it could be a really interesting archaeological site, maybe with some walking trails and some kiosks that explain each of the buildings and what happened and the history behind it.
Connie Carter says she hopes that happens sooner rather than later.
My son promises me that my granddaughter will not be grown before it's settled, and she's 17, so he's going to have to hurry and get busy.
But history might be repeating itself. Back in the early 19th century, the federal government took many years to respond to early settlers' requests before it actually built the Liberty Arsenal. So perhaps it's fitting that any attempt to convert it into a public park is taking even longer. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.